Last time we played some Dices and Dexes, Felix, Adrian, and Desmond had gotten to just basically explore the final hours of the first day of the Pokéathlon World Championship. During that time, soon after you had just returned Cables the Skitty to her trainer, Minnie, a young girl from Goldenrod City, you all traveled around, took part in a couple mock Pokéathlons, and Desmond caught a Flabébé, whom he named Mistral. Soon after Mistral and the mock Pokéathlon, Felix, after you all kind of took a break on a event grounds bench, encountered two Nidoran siblings, and amidst the rest of the night of trying to figure out how to help these Nidoran siblings, who seem to have been lost and are looking for wherever their home forest are, you ran back into gym leader Chris from earlier that day, and she invited you all to take part in the final match between Kanto and Johto and join her at her seats. That said, as Felix and Desmond and Adrian, as the three of them were out and watching the final match between Kanto and Johto, some lights went out, and after the backup power generators turned on, there was a mysterious figure out on the field who raised a hand, and with a button at the end of a stick, with a click, bombs have blasted throughout the Pokéathlon World Championship. The crowds around you are screaming. Event staff are rushing to help people who have been hurt, barely able to make it through the chaos and the daze and confusion that has hit everybody. People sit in their seats just completely out of it, shell-shocked, as the blasts rock the stadium. Boom, boom, boom. Some of you rub your eyes as dust and smoke fill the air and notice that with the recent explosions, the lights have been reduced to flickering bulbs. Felix, you notice, has rushed off looking for a frightened Comet who ran off amidst the explosions. The Nidoran siblings are cowering underneath the seats. Zephyr is flittering in the air, confused and terrified, Desmond, and Silky coils tightly around your torso, Adrian. All while gym leader Chris prepares to rush the culprit down at the field below. I need Desmond and Adrian to make perception checks really quick as your ears are ringing, but gym leader Chris tries to yell something at you all above the chaos and shouting and screaming that is happening right now.
Okay.
That is an 11.
That is a 19 from Desmond.
Adrian, you are not able to make out what is being said here, but Desmond, as you're trying to calm down Zephyr for a moment, you're able to notice that gym leader Chris is saying, motioning to the people around, "Help these people like you helped Minnie," is what she mouths. You're not able to quite hear the words, but you're able to read the lips. As she then rushes down onto the field to confront that cloaked person who set off the bombs. As that is happening, I want to know, Adrian, Desmond, what are you two doing? How are you feeling? What's your response to this chaos that has just been sown?
Adrian immediately is gonna go towards, he's gonna make sure that Silky and Gauntlet are by his side, and then they're gonna go towards the Nidoran and try and help calm them or get them comfortable enough to come with him.
Yeah, what are you doing as you're turning to Silky and Gauntlet? Let's hear some roleplay here.
I am holding them both tightly. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right, everyone. As he's trying to gently hold on to both of them, but also in a bit of frightfulness.
As you're kind of holding the two of them, and you go down to look at the two Nidoran siblings, this brother stands in front of the pale blue smaller sister, both of them having spines that kind of poke out. As you come forward, Adrian, and lean under the arena bench, the purple Nidoran immediately stands guard, and I need to know, does a 11 hit you?
It does not.
As immediately you get down under this bleacher seat to check on the Nidoran siblings, the brother lunges forward with his little purple horn, trying to do a peck attack, but you manage to quickly jump out of the way. People are like, as you kind of jump backwards to avoid the peck attack, you actually make a couple people behind you trip over, who are just like, "Ah! Ah! What's going on?" And they're like scouring and just trying to get out of the bleachers. Desmond, while that's happening with Adrian, who just had to avoid an attack, Desmond, what are you doing? The explosions have gone off. You've just read gym leader Chris's lips. What's happening?
Okay, so Zephyr is panicking and he's flittering around. He was on my hat. He's trying to make his way under my hat. And I'm saying to him, Zephyr, no. I know you're panicked right now, but we have to help these people. Go to the exit and make noise so people know where it is. I'll help funnel them.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to fly to the nearest exit that he can find that's open. That's like, you know, nothing's happened to the exit. It's available to go through. He's going to find that or do his best to. I'm sure there's one around.
Make an investigation check.
He's going to find
for
there,
Zephyr.
Fly there. Sure.
As he's flying around very quickly, I'll also briefly describe some areas around the arena in a moment. But as you send Zephyr to fly off, let's see if he can find anything.
Okay. You got an 8.
An 8. In the panic and the smoke and the ash that is now covering the air, Zephyr is not able to tell if there are any locked exits right now. In fact, since the lights are flickering and fluttering, Desmond, you kind of think after a couple seconds, wait, maybe the exits are locked because the power is out. Or at least very weakened. So that runs through your mind, and you're kind of like anxiously waiting about Zephyr's return. Was Mistral out? I cannot recall.
Mistral was out, and she is No Thought's head empty above me. And I guess while Zephyr is away, I look up, remembering that Mistral is out. Say, Mistral, come down. And I will return her to her Pokeball, just so that she doesn't get hurt.
As your Pokeball returns Mistral to cyberspace, I want to jump back to Adrian. Adrian, this Nidoran just attacked at you. What are you doing?
Is Felix still in sight?
Comet ran off from the explosions. Felix is out of sight. He ran off to go capture Comet. You do not know where Felix is.
Okay. I don't know where Felix is, but we can find him afterwards. Stay with us as I'm gesturing to Desmond and I.
I'm going to ask you to make a deception check because you don't know if you'll be able to find Felix afterwards.
Yeah, that makes sense. How's a 0?
No.
This purple Nidoran is going to shake his head. You get the sense of they feel safe here under the bleacher. You, as a smart person who has a brain to think about this stuff, knows this is a terrorist attack. Bleacher seats, probably not the safest place.
Yeah, it isn't safe here. The woods might be close by. Go into the woods. You'll be safe.
You know this arena is in the center of the event grounds. And the event grounds are big. The woods are not nearby.
Oh, gosh. Oh, okay. I want to have Silky help me calm them down.
How?
I want Silky to essentially, I guess the best way to say it is be the representative of, I am good with Pokemon. I am sworn to take care of them.
Make a persuasion check from Silky as Silky is trying to convince the Nidoran siblings.
Okay. Oh man, I wish I had inspiration. Please. That's an 18.
The purple Nidoran and the blue Nidoran will look at each other and Silky will give one more little notion of like, come on. And the two will come out from under the bleachers. And for now, they will be following you.
Okay, I am fine with that when they come with me. Desmond, we need to start getting people out of here as Adrian is shaking in his boots.
As you say that, setting the scene a little bit, just so you have an idea of what's going on right now, because you guys have been kind of collecting yourselves after the initial explosion. Right now, collecting yourselves, you're noticing there are three areas of the arena that have been mainly caught up in the largest explosions. There's one down near the field grounds, where at this point you can see Gym Leader Chris is sending out her Feraligatr to engage with that stranger down there. There's another area of explosion directly across from where you are in the arena. And just a few hundred feet away, off towards your left, is another area of explosion. There's been some smaller explosions as well, but those three were pretty big. The crowds around you are still panicking and running for exits. However, what you're noticing is, while Krish is rushing down onto the field to that cloaked figure to fight them, you also notice there are other cloaked figures jumping down from the nosebleeds of the arena, sowing more chaos amongst the crowds. Additionally, you're seeing some of the security event staff are rushing to help people in the nearest explosion, the one just off to your left, trying to help people there. And the nearest exit, just up the way a little bit from where you're seated, that nearest exit is out of power and is locked shut as people are trying to shake it and break it down. Generally, those are the four types of things you can immediately engage with, but I just wanted to set that scene. Go ahead.
Okay. Desmond, we need to stop these cloaked figures. They're gonna hurt these people. We can't have that happen.
Yes, but how? I'm gonna try and call Zephyr back to me.
Yeah, Zephyr very quickly is able to come back to you now that he has that scout passive.
Good job, Zephyr. Adrian, do you have a plan? Any idea?
We could also help people from under the rubble. I don't know. I don't know.
Yes, where's the nearest explosion?
The nearest explosion is a couple hundred feet off to your left. It's going to take a while to get there just because you're
a whole bunch of people.
You would have to push through the crowd. You'd have to, you know, climb over bleachers and whatnot, debris, all of that sort of stuff. So you're not immediately going to be able to arrive there, but you can arrive there if you would like.
Okay, I don't think that's super... Well, Desmond is going to try anyway, because that's what he would do.
Adrian is going
to
try to
get to the rubble as best he can.
Okay.
Me and my Pokemon are somewhat physically bulky.
All right.
Neither of my Pokemon are, but I am kind of.
Both of you are heading to the rubble, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, after a few minutes of pushing through crowds and people are like giving you weird looks as you're pushing past them, heading towards the explosion, and you're having to scramble over bleachers and seats, and you're stepping on tossed food and slippery messes from people just throwing stuff onto the ground in the midst of the chaos, you eventually are able to arrive at this fire that's going on. It's not huge, but you know, there's some bits and pieces of the rubble around here. It seems part of the section above, seating above, has like fallen down and is burning a little bit, and there's some people trapped under the rubble. There's also some people surrounded by flames. It's a mess right here. There are other security guards helping here. What are you two doing to help? This is a skill challenge to help. So you have to reach a certain result to end up. Basically, how we're going to treat this is the higher you get your total, the more people you are able to help. Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
I immediately have an idea. Are there loose bleachers?
What do you mean loose bleachers? Like, there are bleachers that have fallen down a little bit because of the explosion, but any on the ground level are going to be bolted into the ground.
Gotcha, because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to find something to give leverage, like a car jack, essentially, trying to use it like that.
Okay.
To jack
like
up
just getting a board to use it as leverage to put underneath something and lift?
Yes, so that way, like, people can crawl out, they can be pulled out, stuff like that.
All right, I will let you choose. This can either be a straight athletics check, but a higher DC, or you can do an intelligence athletics check and get a lower DC.
I will do the intelligence.
Okay, DC 12.
Okay.
Or I guess no, this isn't about, DC 12. We'll say this success would count as helping quite a few people, so we'll give it as a DC.
Dang it. That is a 10.
A 10. No. Oh. With a 10, you're trying your best to find the right point of leverage, the right point to actually end up, well, leveraging this chunk of rubble that you see. Maybe three people are kind of trapped under slightly. As you're failing, though, Adrian, a gentleman is going to come up behind you. And Jorah, I'm going to introduce you. You have been caught up in this chaos, Jorah, and you've kind of, in the heat of the moment, decided to come over here to this rubble to help people use your knowledge, put it to the test, and help people get out of here. As that is happening, you see this man try and leverage what looks to be a piece of bleacher to lift some of this collapsed concrete, and you see he's doing it in the wrong spot.
Hold on. Try over this way. Jorah's going to approach, and I'm going to try to help Adrian move this piece of bleacher that he's using to try to get a better area to gain more purchase on what he's trying to lift. My strength is not amazing, but I will do what I can.
Since it's both of you, what we're going to treat this as now, as you're repositioning, I'm going to have Jorah make an intelligence check. I'm going to have Adriana make a strength check.
Could I have Gauntlet help me with this?
Yeah, Gauntlet could help you. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So is that advantage or...
That is advantage for you.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, intelligence roll going out.
Unless you want Gauntlet to be the one mainly handling this.
No, I'm having Gauntlet handle me, help me. With advantage, that is a 16.
16.
I rolled an 8.
An 8. Okay, so a 16 and an 8, that's still pretty good. All right. In total, yeah, you're going to end up being able to, like, lift a large piece of this rubble, and one of the security guards comes over, rushes over, and helps, and he's like, good job! Is there an exit to help these people out of here? Do you know?
The closest one that I saw is locked up there with the electricity.
You all come with me. We'll see if we can He's talking to the people from the rubble. He turns to the people from the rubble, tells them to follow him, and he's going to go see if he can help out with the locked door. Jury's out on if that will happen. You would have to go there to see. They're heading off that way. Desmond, while that was happening, what are you doing?
Yes, meanwhile, I'm going to attempt to find, basically someone that's under rubble that I can help, and that the piece isn't on fire, so I can get underneath it and lift it.
Okay, make an investigation check, because you're trying to, you're trying to look for signs of somebody being trapped under rubble, whether it be noise, whether it be a body part sticking out, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. That is going to be a 17 for investigation from Desmond.
17 is good enough. Yeah, you're able to find... I'll say this is how you're helping. You're not actually going out lifting. You're, actually identifying spots where people have been located. So that's really good.
Okay.
Is there anything that your other Pokemon are doing? This goes for all three of you.
Silky, because of Silky's passive, Silky is going to help people get out from the rubble or even find their balance once they get out of it.
Go ahead and make an athletics check for Silky.
Okay, advantage because guide?
I'm gonna say because this is more, athletic stuff, I'm going to say, yeah, you can have advantage, but the DC is going to be higher because okay. It's just more athletics. And the idea of a skill challenge is to be more creative with your use of skills.
That's true. Still an 18.
18 is pretty good. It was 3 above what you needed. Yeah, Silky is able to help a few more people, helping them travel to an exit. So Silky is doing that. Any other Pokemon shenanigans?
This isn't necessarily to help with the skill challenge, but I would like to send Zephyr just upwards and to the middle of the stadium to look over out onto the grounds to see if anything else is occurring outside of the stadium that he'd be able to see from
okay.
that vantage point.
Make a perception check for Zephyr. Can definitely go
Zephyr
flying
rolled
around.
A7.
A7. Oh no.
Yeah. He is a panicked little birdie.
Oh no, Zephyr. Yeah, Zephyr is panicking. You send him out to fly, but it takes a little while for him to return. Jorah, are your Pokemon doing anything in particular?
So my Pokemon, would I be able to talk to Adrian right now?
Very brief and, you guys are helping lift rubble, so it's hard to get words out because you're straining yourself, but you get the idea.
I'm going to kind of run up to Adrian and I'll say, "Where was that door?"
I gesture my head towards it since I'm currently holding up rubble with my arms. It's over that way.
Then Jorah is going to run over to that door.
It's
going to
take at least a minute to get over there just due to there's more rubble falling. And also you're having to now skirt around Pokemon battles that some cloaked figures are having with a couple of the event staff.
Oh, goodness.
Things are escalating in here. You guys have been helping people get out from rubble for at least 3 or 4 minutes now, so it's going to take you a while to get to that door unless you're going to try and literally run through Pokemon battles.
I'd rather not die session one, so I'll play it a little safer. What my plan is I heard something about electricity with that door. My plan is to see if I can't do something with that door in order to fix it, to open it, or something to that effect.
Yeah, I got you.
Because if we can get out, we're a lot safer, in theory.
Yeah, since you are breaking off from the group, you're putting yourself out in the open. One of these cloaked figures that is not currently engaged in battle is going to say, "Ah! Zubat, use Poison Sting on that man!" And I need to know, since you are kind of out in the open, exposed amidst this chaos, does a 19 hit you?
You know what? On a good day, it wouldn't. This isn't a good day. That hits.
All right. This poison sting isn't going to do a whole lot. So you're actually only going to take 1d4 plus 2 damage here, Jorah.
However.
So 2 plus 2, that's 4 poison type damage. You're a human, so that's halved. So 4 becomes 2. You take 2 damage, Jorah, from that poison sting. However, you are now poisoned. Which,
wonderful.
For a human such as yourself, is going to mean basically the D&D 5e poison status effect, which is disadvantage on all ability checks and I think attack rolls, yeah. So, Jorah, you get to this door. You see that there is a crowd around here. They're trying to, like, bust it down. You see, as this is an athletic event, a lot of people are, you know, there's a couple jocks and whatnot. So they're trying to, like, ram into this steel bar gate, trying to knock it down. Some of the security staff are trying to swipe any ID cards or anything. None of it's working. And so they've just... A lot of people are trying to brute force, break down this door. Jorah, you arrive to the scene. What are you doing?
I'm going to try my best to locate some type of control panel or any broken wiring, something to that effect. If I can't locate that, I'm going to ask someone who knows where it is, to the effect of, I'm going to try to fix the wiring to this door to open it. I cannot open this thing physically. I am not that strong.
I gotcha. Go ahead and just very quickly make a luck check, which you just roll a flat d20. The higher the result, the luckier you are.
Let's go. Another 8.
You're looking around. You're not seeing an immediate panel here. There's nothing for you to wire into the wall, unfortunately.
Right.
There is a card scanner that I mentioned. So even though it's not like a server or something like that, you might be able to mess around with the wirings if you're able to, you know, get that card scanner opened up a little bit.
I am going to go out on a limb and say that they're going to not really care about the property damage at this point. I'm going to walk up to this card scanner and I would like to take...
It is like right by the door where these jocks are trying to like bust it down. You hear them going, 3, 2, 1, pah! And there's like a ring of metal through the air. It's crowded around this door now. People are like squeezed next to each other just trying to wait for that door to open up. It's like Black Friday, except escaping bombs.
Right. I'm going to try to say... Hold on, I have an idea. Give me some space.
Very briefly, just a constitution check to overpower the crowd, essentially. Does that make sense?
Yes, I know what you're asking.
Loudness. We love the con checks for loudness.
I believe this is... Here we go. Dang. Nah, I ain't getting a word out.
What'd you get?
7.
Gotcha. You're not able to speak up over the crowd, and so no one's really blocking out of your way. How are you going to try and get to this door?
That is a wonderful question.
People are like, come on, break that door down! There's families consoling each other, mothers and fathers holding on to kids, trainers trying to calm down their Pokemon. It's chaos right now, Jorah.
Well, chaos is where I wish I could work best. However, I am simply Jorah. I don't think pushing physically through is going to have a good idea. Is there any security personnel nearby?
Yeah, there's that one guy who just came over with a couple of the people you helped.
Right. I'm going to walk up to him and I'm going to try to get his attention real quick.
Yeah, you're able to, like, yank on his sleeve or something, and he's like, what? There's a lot of people here, and he's like, oh, you.
Yes, hi, I need to get to that card scanner. Can you clear a path?
Yep, and he's gonna bring out a little whistle and just, I can't do a whistle over Discord, but he's gonna blow the whistle, and people are gonna jump up in surprise, and like, whoa, a couple people, like, put up karate arms. He'll tell people to get out of the way, we got this person over here who's gonna help. And people part, you're able to get to the little card reader.
Right. I'm going to take out Cola as well, just in case he can help out somehow.
Yeah.
How? I haven't thought through, but I will.
Hey,
important thing.
It's dark here and Cola can glow, so, you know,
Cola
that helps.
Can, in fact, glow. Right. So, I'm going to attempt to hack, I guess, for lack of a better term, into this card reader to just automatically allow access to whatever we put through it, just to get through.
This won't be a computer's check. I'm actually going to say this is going to be essentially an electrician check, because it might be that a wire is out of place. It might be that whatever power source is running to this door isn't working. You're not able to tell, so this would be like an electrician tool check that you don't have proficiency in. It's not computers.
Wonderful. I would like to use jerry-rigged knowledge.
Yeah, which, you want to say a little bit about what it does, briefly, in your own words?
Jorah is a smart cookie. So every so often I will get this crazy idea that just might work up to a certain amount of times per day, and I'm going to use that.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead and roll an intelligence check with your proficiency bonus.
All right. Intelligence plus proficiency, so that is a +5, I believe. All right. Let's do it. 13. All right.
13 is good enough. You're identifying that the problem with this door, and probably most of the others, is that there is not a power source running to it right now, which is part of the issue. It's impossible for this super high-tech smart door to open up when it doesn't have power to be smart with.
Right. I wonder if there's a source of electricity near me. Would I be able to use cola to use the move charge? Or would this be a thundershock? I think thundershock might be too extreme.
I would say you can either do it with thundershock in 3 power points, or you can do it charge with 6.
Charge with 6? You know what? I'll take the 3. I don't want to explode the door, but I think we might need to. I'll take the 3 from Thundershock.
Okay, mark off 3 power points as Cola lets off a little zap, a prolonged zap of electricity into the card reader. And as that happens, while that charge is going through, one of the very brave security guards swipes his card across the card reader and it registers and the door slides open up. A couple of the jocks bring over like busted up rubble and bleachers to like prop it open so that when the power goes out, it doesn't fall and close back down. And so now people are able to get out. While that was happening, Jorah, I'm going to jump over to the others. Desmond and Adrian, it's chaos over here. What are you doing?
Yeah. So have we gotten everyone who seems to be in this bit of rubble?
You got everybody who was in the easy parts of the rubble. As I mentioned, there was fiery bits.
Oh, they're fiery bits. Oh.
Yeah.
Does Silky know any water moves by chance?
I don't miss.
Mist isn't exactly the strongest for this.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Are there any emergency fire extinguishers? You know, is there any staff nearby?
Yeah, there's staff helping, but again, it's chaos. So the idea of grabbing an emergency fire extinguisher is possible, but you might waste time. Yes. And as I said, okay, the situation is escalating. You're seeing that gym leader Chris down on the field, it's not just for Alligator out now, it's her Mamoswine as well.
Oh no.
You see that there are more cloaked figures, more of them are engaging and picking off stray wanderers, dazed and confused people, event staff that have wandered too far off from large groups. People are being picked off. Also, the fire from the explosion is spreading. As I mentioned, one of the explosions was down near the ground of the stadium, and as this is a stadium with some quite flammable fields for the athletes, some of the fire is also spreading out across the stadium floor.
Okay.
Is Zephyr back to me yet?
Zephyr can return after the next thing you do, as Zephyr did have to take a while to, you know, look around.
Yeah, makes sense.
I'm going to try and help deal with the fire that's spreading.
Okay, are you trying to deal with the fire around the rubble that you guys were helping out?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the fire that's spreading is the one down near the grounds. How are you going to try and help?
Is there anything here nearby, leftover blankets, stuff like that, that I could use to drown the fires or suffocate them?
Make an intelligence check.
Okay.
I know it's not your favorite answer, but it's the one you got.
16.
Some very strong winds could potentially put it out.
All right. I'm going to turn to Silky. Okay, let me ask this first. How badly could Twister go?
I'm not answering that question.
That's fair. Okay.
You want to do something? You're going to have to take risks, such as risking rubble fall on you the longer you take to decide. Because as I said, the situation is escalating.
Okay, we need to take care of that fire. I know you're still learning, but can you try using Twister to douse it? Silky's ready. Silky feels like this is a moment where she could truly shine her skills, but is also very nervous at the same time.
All right. Silky's going to use Twister?
Yeah.
How many power points do you want to use?
We're going to use 3, so in total that's going to be 6, I guess, because it's doubled.
Roll a d20 plus 3. As Silky uses Twister to try and blow some of this stuff away.
How does a natural 20 sound for a 23?
As technically it is with disadvantage. Technically it is with disadvantage.
No!
I know.
I feel bad. But it is technically disadvantaged because of the learning tag.
Just roll another 20.
Technically I did. As that's a 20.
Nat?
No, dirty 20. 20. Dirty 20.
Okay, gotcha.
Sorry.
Okay.
As confidently, Adrian's gonna point at the fire with Silky matching that energy. Not almost as if they're bonded in this moment, but they've known each other long enough to know what to do. Silky, use Twister!
As Silky charges up her draconic might and power within her, a large twister prolonged through the extra use of power points, blows over this entire set of rubble. Some of the lighter rubble is actually launched away, and most importantly though, with a modified 20, much of the fire is going to be totally covered in dust, ash, whatever, and it is actually going to be put out due to the extra dust, the extra wind just extinguishing it. So I would say you've got about half of this fire cleared.
Nice.
This was a massive explosion. Knocking out half of it with a twister is really good. Also, make an intelligence check for Silky.
Okay.
I'll say with advantage on this one because one of your results was a natural 20.
That's a 13.
Okay, I believe there's a little X somewhere on the twister description box.
Yes.
Put another X there.
Okay.
All right, while that's happening, Dismond.
Cool. The thing I'm going to try to do right now, I'm going to look around at people's feet, at the floor. I'm looking for small, helpless Pokemon and or loose Pokeballs that people dropped just to gather them up. And when I'm not going to leave until I wait until Silky's back to me, but I am going to, as I'm picking things up, be making my way to the door.
Okay.
Zephyr.
What? Yeah, Zephyr, not Silky. Did I say Silky?
You did. Okay, I want you, go ahead and make an investigation check, Desmond.
How's a two sound?
A two?
Do I find anything at all?
You think you found like a little tiny maybe Joltik or something, and then you pick it up and it's just a bunch of loose popcorn. And it's
That's
really
funny.
Sad. But as that happens, Zephyr will actually land on your shoulder.
Okay, wonderful. Zephyr, you can get back onto my hat. You've done a wonderful job. I am now going to make my way to the door as fast as I can.
Okay.
If I happen to spot passively anything on the ground, I will pick it up on my way.
No, not quite. I will say, what's your passive perception?
I believe it's 14.
14. Okay. You're noticing that even though the fire is put out, the level above you all, like the, because it's a multi-level stadium, the level above you all, thanks to that twister, is looking a little shaky.
Oh boy.
And you notice that as you're walking back and you're noticing Adrian is still engaged with cleaning up the rubble.
Just like the level right above the explosion or the level above, right where above me?
The level above is where the explosion occurred. And so it is also the level above you.
Makes sense.
This is me narratively being like, the situation is getting worse. You're noticing it.
I am trying to leave.
Well, also you're noticing it's getting dicey above your friend. Or ally, or acquaintance, whatever you want to label Desmond, or Adrian as. Oops, wrong name.
Yeah, Adrian's not near Jorah right now. I wouldn't know who Jorah is yet, but...
Right, that's right. Jorah, interacted with Adrian once and then bounced.
Look, I had a goal, and the goal's been achieved.
Your goal was split the party,
absolutely.
You jerk. By all rights, I should have you guillotined.
But the door is open.
I'm going
to
the door now.
You're going to the door now. Adrian, are you doing any last thing? Also remember, you have the Nidorans following you.
I know. I have kept track of that. I'm going to make sure... I'm going to start going up to the door now. And I'm going to make sure the Nidoran are sticking close to Silky, Gauntlet, and I.
Okay, since Desmond and Adrian, both of you are kind of like... going to the door separately, I need both of you to make stealth checks with disadvantage, as there are battles going on. Jorah's not the only one who has to deal with random poison stings.
Understandable.
And Jorah, you're actually, feeling sick right now.
Yikes.
Oh, I'm so sad. That's a 6, and the other one was a 20. It was a 21 for a 20.
All right. So a 6 on that, and then Desmond, what'd you get?
It's better than mine.
17.
Desmond, you're not going to be spotted. You're light enough on your feet to where you're able to get around all of this stuff. That said, Adrian, you've got a large pack of Pokemon around you. There is going to be at least 2 grunts, because you've got quite a lot of Pokemon around you. 2 grunts are going to launch off attacks towards you. So, yeah, I'm going to do a poison sting against you, Adrian.
Okay.
This is a poison sting. I'm going to roll to see which of you 5 it's targeting.
Okay.
Does a 14 hit Gauntlet?
It barely hits.
All right, Gauntlet's gonna take 6 poison damage, and you're lucky, Gauntlet does not poison, but Gauntlet does take 6 poison damage.
Gauntlet is still up.
Likewise, another Pokemon is going to do a gust attack, as one of these grunts says, Quick, Pidgey, use Gust! Does a 21 hit?
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be... I intended that to be damage, so I'm going to also roll to see who it's targeting. So the 4 is the damage, but the 5... That's the Nidoran sibling. That's the sister.
No!
The 21 is going to hit. It's going to do 6... No, 7. 7 damage because this is stab. 7 damage to the Nidoran sister, who, as that gust blasts into the sister, she kind of gets launched into the air from him and is like, nee! And as that happens, the brother is going to immediately stare daggers at the Pidgey that launched that attack and is getting ready to attack it. Adrian, you have seen these attacks get launched off. What are you doing in response?
I'm going to turn to that Nidoran. I can carry her. We need to run. There more will come.
Pokemon handling check.
Okay.
I'm going to say this is a high DC because this is a very protective brother trying to protect his sibling.
All right.
I'm going to say DC 16.
I rolled a 20.
Okay.
Modified.
Woo!
Oh,
modified 20, yeah.
Modified 20. As the Nidoran brother is about to literally jump forward and dropkick this Pidgey, you call out to him, stop, wait! And he rustles his head, goes over, grabs his sister, and, like, drags her out of the way. Since you've stopped, are you, like, what are you doing? Are you, Adrian, you said you were picking them up, is that right?
The intention was if he would let me, I'm picking her up since she is injured.
Okay. Since you're going to stop for a moment to go and pick her up, I need to know, does an 18 hit you?
Yes.
This is going to be 6 poison damage to you, Adrian, halved to 3 since it's Pokemon damage and you are a human. And you are also poisoned.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Scooping up and running.
As you're fleeing that Pidgey and Ekans that have been harrying you, you're running totally and fully towards this group. And at this point, you've noticed that there's a few doors that people have managed to break down, but it's only a few. So this door being propped open means there's a lot of people flooding through this door and like maybe 3 other doors on this side of the arena, like this half of the arena, I should say. And while battle rages across the rest of the arena and you all are rushing out with the crowds, I just very quickly want to get a perception check from all 3 of you to spot groups to stay by, essentially. This is both spotting each other and also for those of you who are poisoned, you are making the perception check with disadvantage.
I'll take that. 17.
Okay.
10.
Okay.
19.
19. Very good. Jorah, you don't know who these people are, but you recognize a white-haired gentleman about in his 20s and a blue-capped young man who have kind of grouped back up together. They've got a large group of Pokemon around them, and there's maybe a few other stragglers that have joined up their group. And you identify that group as like a, oh, that's a big group and lots of Pokemon there. Go to them.
Yeah, Jorah's going to run over. I'm going to look to Cola. I'm just going to say, we're not out of the woods yet.
Yeah, is Cola glowing right now or no?
I would actually say no.
Okay.
The
what
thunderbolt.
Does Cola look like?
Oh yeah, Cola is a Shinx.
Narrating for Desmond and Adrian. Desmond and Adrian, you guys have kind of like spot each other through the crowd, rush up to each other. You exchange very quick, like, how are you doing okay, etc. Like, you're checking in on each other. As that's happening, a few other people who recognize you as people who either helped them out of the rubble or who have you sat near them during the earlier match before it was interrupted. A couple people, maybe 5 or 6, have joined up with you all. And one of them, Adrian, you recognize as a young man, late teens, early 20s, kind of wearing a purple outfit with some glasses. And up next to him comes a small blue and black cat Pokemon with some yellow eyes and 2 yellow stars on its big blue round ears.
Nature check to identify the Pokemon.
If you want to spend time doing a nature check on this.
Never mind.
Yeah. It's a Pokemon. You can figure it out later, but you all have regrouped.
I want to recall Silky and Gauntlet.
Okay. Yeah, you recall them.
And then I want to start taking this group through the door and into the outer stadium.
You're already in the inner stadium. This is where you have met up.
Oh, I see now. Okay. I see.
Yeah.
So we're
inside the stadium now. You are not in the bleacher area. You are inside the walls.
What direction are people going to? Where, like, where's the nearest exit that we would know?
Make a perception check as you're looking for an exit.
Okay.
Can I just? Would that be a help if I'm also looking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Nat 20 for 23. Oh, wait, no, wait. I make this a normal, so we take the 8.
Yeah, you're poisoned.
Okay. Well, that's good, I guess.
You're actually noticing, Desmond, the gentleman with that weird cat and your friend Adrian both look kind of sick in their stomachs. As Adrian is looking around, he's kind of like fluttering his eyes, kind of like in a lightheaded way.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Adrian, you're not able to see shit.
I don't know where the exit is.
Okay, I'm going to pick a direction and go that way. I'm going to Adrian's arm over my shoulder, trying to help him from falling, or you know, tripping or whatever, since he's lightheaded.
Okay.
Do you want me to make any sort of like luck check to what direction I pick?
If you're gonna ask, go ahead. Go ahead, make a luck check.
Okay.
Just don't roll a 1.
So I'm holding the 1 Nidoran. Is the other one still by me?
Yeah, I rolled, he is not leaving his sister.
I know. I just want to make sure he doesn't get caught up in the chaos.
Yeah, that's good. That said, it is harder to keep track of you now that Silky and Gauntlet are gone.
Oh.
So just keep that in mind. What did you roll, Desmond?
Okay. I rolled an 11.
An 11. All right, it's not a 1. So after a little bit, you guys are going to be able to get out of the arena, and it's clear that the crowds and those couple people who have followed you, Jorah, you are included in that, have no idea where to go next. You are in the center of the event grounds. You see that there is chaos all around you. Plumes of smoke are rising from every arena, and you see there are trashed stands from Pokemon attacking. There are damaged kiosks that you experienced earlier this day from the Melon Company. The entire area here is a battle zone and chaotic, and people don't know where to go now. And some of them are looking towards Desmond, since you led the group out.
Yeah. Would I know the direction of, well, how close is the bullet train? Would I be able to get to, just to get away from where we are?
The bullet train is in Goldenrod City, which is about with car, it would be about 10, 12 minutes to get to the event grounds. On foot, untenable.
Okay.
We need to...
Everybody, I am very panicked. Run!
Real.
Where? Somebody unhelpfully shouts from the crowd. We don't know where to go!
Is there this way! I'm going to, if there's any sort of clear-ish path, I get that there are things falling in the path and trash stands and all that. I'm gonna just start getting away from, as far from stadiums as I can, right now.
What if we try going to the warehouse?
The warehouse?
Yeah.
In the woods? Do you remember what direction it was? Could we even get there?
Who's by the concession stands?
There's a lot of concession stands.
Do you know where we met Minnie? There.
Do I know where we met Minnie?
Make a history check?
Because I, the player, don't know where I met Minnie. Do I remember? 8.
Vaguely westish?
Vaguely westish. Can I see the sun?
Whether it was no, you cannot. It is nighttime.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been nighttime this whole time. This was the final match of the night.
Okay. Gotcha.
Right. Yeah, that's why when the power went out, it was such a big deal. That said,
you're right.
You're not sure if it's north, directly west, or south. Yeah, people are starting to get antsy.
I think it was the just directly west. I think.
LLZ, let's go. We're going. We're moving. Everyone follow me.
Okay.
Jorah will follow.
With it being chaos, could this count as natural terrain?
No. In fact, it's the least natural of terrain. Basically, now this is another skill challenge because you're just trying to basically... This is a combination of a couple goals you're doing. You're both trying to find a path through the event grounds. You have chosen to try and rush into the forest to find a place to hide, in this case, the warehouse. And you are trying to lead a group out. I want to know, how are each of you, Jorah, you can choose to sit out if you want or not. It's up to you. But some people are looking towards you as well, Jorah, since you helped open that door to begin with. I need to know, how are you trying to find a path through the event grounds? How are you trying to lead this group out? Those two things. And then when we get to the forest, we'll get to the forest.
Right.
Absolutely.
So,
double skill challenge.
You want to go first, or?
Anybody can go first. Whenever you have an idea, the general thing is, find a path through the event grounds. How are you leading this group out? How are you leading the group, and how are you finding a path? That's essentially the two things here.
Yes. I am basically just trying to go a direction, and if there are things in the way, I want to move them out of the way.
Jorah will use Cola's glow ability.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be emitting dim light 10 feet out to minimize the chance of getting seen, but also being able to see.
All right. I want Cola to make a survival check. Or I'll flavor it as Jorah doing a survival check. Yeah, okay. We'll flavor it as Jorah since you're kind of instructing Cola. And this is flavored as like, we're doing this to both keep people together, but also do it light enough to not be seen. Yeah.
Would I still incur disadvantage?
I'll say since Cola is a part of it, no, you can roll normally.
Wonderful. Check out this nat one. You know what? I'll take it. 17.
17. All right. That's a good result. Yeah. Thanks to that glow, your group is able to stay close together. And thanks to that, the glow is actually able to be partially diminished from the grunts of these people. Whatever this group is rushing about, they are battling other people. Some of the Poke athletes who are just kind of sitting on the bench are like out here in the field battling these folks with their Pokemon. It's, again, chaos out here. What are the others doing to help with this skill challenge? We've got one person helping out with leading the group. What are some other people doing?
Adrian wants to keep an ear out for if they're getting too close. Since it's dark, if they're getting too close to a fight, to maybe be noticed by lingering grunts, wants to be able to point them out, steer them away to...
You're steering away from conflict. Make a perception check with disadvantage.
Yeah, that checks out. Luckily. Wisdom is a thing I'm good at, so that is a 15.
15, all right. I'm writing it down as you manage to steer the group away from a couple scuffles, a couple suspicious... It's not just trainer battles that are happening. It is people are in the chaos. A few people might be taking advantage of looting. Some Pokemon are lost and confused and lashing out. There's a lot of chaos happening right now. But luckily, you are able to help steer away. And Desmond, are you going to do anything?
I, remembering... something, just based on things he's seen in Kalos before happen, he's going to release Mistral and ask Mistral, Mistral, are you able to, Adrian and this man here in the funny cap, they're both feeling sickly. Are you able to help them? Because, actually, the Scarlet entry for Orange Flower Flabébé specifically says, this Flabébé rides an orange flower. On its head, it wears a crown of pollen that has healing properties.
Here's what we're going to flavor this as, okay?
Yeah.
The crown of pollen is obviously a reference to Pollen Puff, a move that Flabébé and Flouette and whatnot can learn. That said,
okay.
Since this is Flabébé trying to draw on a move that it does not know yet, but can know in the future, we're going to do just a d20 check plus... I envision the healing part of Pollen Puff is a wisdom thing. So d20 plus wisdom.
Okay.
And it's going to be...
Mistral's wisdom, right?
Mistral's wisdom, yes. It will be a high DC because Pollen Puff is a couple levels down the line, but it is possible.
Okay. Ooh, please, Mistral. So 17.
Okay, 17 as you are able to. Mistral, like, looks at you for a moment, just kind of floating amidst the chaos. It's really weird. Everybody, there's, like, you can hear screaming, calls for help, yelps of fright, all of this stuff. Battles are raging. You hear maybe something blasts a flamethrower just a couple dozen feet away as Adrian is kind of guiding you all away from the sounds of fighting. It seems maybe you've skirted close to one, but as Flabébé is just there, Mistral is just kind of floating there and floats down in front of Adrian, who is kind of leaning over your shoulder, Desmond, and Tinkerbell fairy dust throwing pollen over top. Adrian, you can make your next check without disadvantage.
Yippee.
But that means Desmond, for this set, you did not help with the skill challenge.
Okay.
So with two successes and one non-roll, I'm going to roll to see if a random encounter occurs. Luckily, thanks to the avoidant perception of Adrian and the helpful glow keeping your group strongly together thanks to Cola and Jorah, no one manages to engage you all for the first half of this journey out of the event grounds. I need to know now, what is everybody doing as you're about halfway out of the event grounds? Again, you're finding a path through and you're leading the group out.
Okay.
So I have an idea for Silky, because I want to send Silky out with this. I want Silky to use mist to try and create cover in the more dangerous areas that we may not be able to avoid.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
I'm willing to burn 8 power points on this if that's what it takes.
I'm going to say if you're doing this for the whole leg, it's going to take all your power points. That's not going to give you any bonuses, though. That is purely for a duration thing. So yeah. Go ahead and mark off all the power points on Mist. And what I'm going to say is I want you to make a wisdom check using Silky stats. I'm going to say no particular DC. We're just going to see how high she rolls.
Okay. That is a 16.
Okay. We'll qualify this as a leading group. This is helping with the leading group skill challenge. This is about avoiding stuff? No, this is about finding a path then. Silky sets up a very thick mist around you all. It's not able to be super thick since she needs to really more focus on duration rather than power. But there is a mist kind of obscuring your movements. That said, what is everybody else doing?
Wonderful question. I am definitely going to keep Cola on that dim light just because I highly doubt there's much in the way of light out here.
There's some fires, some flickering bulbs, but yeah, not much.
The issue is exactly sure what else I could do.
Desmond, while Jorah is thinking, are you doing anything?
Yeah, I was basically just going to... Do I need to be holding Adrian up? Does it seem like he's faltering?
He is still poisoned? He just gets to make his next check normally.
Well, yes. I realize he's still poisoned, but is he able to walk without me?
He can. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You said Silky is trying to clear a path?
No, so Silky is creating cover for us with mist.
Which is helping with the finding a path through the event avoiding grounds skill challenge.
Okay. I am going to see if I can't go ahead of the group and get stuff out of the way to make it easier for people who are less capable of movement than Desmond to make it through.
All right, since it's about moving stuff out of the way, I'm going to have you make an athletics check. Don't roll low.
Yes, it's not low per se. 13.
With a 13, you're able to help out a little bit, but I'm going to ask that you make a stealth check while you do this since you didn't roll too high. This is about seeing if, since you're going ahead, you are separating yourself from the pack.
11. First stealth.
Amidst the chaos, a frightened and startled black and orange dog is going to leap out at you as you try and move some rubble. I need to know. Is a 7 going to hit you?
Yep. No.
A black and orange dog tries to, as you move some rubble that it was hiding under, leaps out, tries to bite you, but you manage to jump out of the way, and it just goes running off. Thanks to some quick maneuvers on your end, you were able to avoid taking some damage, and you realize breaking off from the group is not wise right now. That said, you are able to help out a little bit with clearing a little bit of rubble. Anybody else doing anything? We've got two people helping out with finding a path. No one's helping lead the group right now.
Jorah will step up. If we need a leader, Jorah will step up. I will pick up Cola. I will gather as many people as I can, and I will just say, follow me, follow the light.
You're Simba-ing your cat.
Do you not?
All the time. Go ahead and... This is just a charisma check. Just a charisma check as you're literally holding out a beacon and whatnot, just trying to get people's attention.
Yatta. 12.
With disadvantage, my friend. You are poisoned, remember?
Right. I am poisoned, so it's actually a 12.
Did you roll two 12s?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Thanks to the mist, I'm going to say moving the glow is not going to gather too much attention, but I'm going to say there's diminished returns on doing the glow effect a second time.
That's fun.
So I'm going to say it's 2 successes, 1 failure. So I'm going to roll my hidden little dice to see if a random encounter occurs. You guys were so close. Oh my goodness, that thing was on a 2 for a moment.
Oh gosh.
Sends out Raikou to come jump us.
through some luck, you are able to, with a thick mist shrouding your movements, yet also paradoxically, a glowing cat guiding you forward, and a young hiker man moving some rubble out of the way as you move forward. You all are able to make out of the chaotic event grounds into the forest. Are you going to try and make it to the warehouse, or are you just going to try and hide in the forest? You do recall the warehouse is about 10 minutes out, and since you had to just do west, you're realizing this is not the same area, that you're not seeing that road that you followed to get to the warehouse.
I think the most important thing to do right now is to put distance between us and this area.
All right, let's go further in and hunker down.
I will tell Cola to stop glowing.
Oh, if you thought it was dark out there in the event grounds, it's even darker in the forest.
Which is why a light is even more noticeable.
I suppose.
You also can't see shit.
I want to know, again, this is another skill challenge. I know there's a lot this session, but it's because you've avoided all the possible combats you could go into.
Love that.
It's what happens. I want to know, how are you traversing the forest in the middle of the night while everybody is rattled, and due to some large explosions, there might be some aggravated Pokemon about. Everybody gets to help out with one thing. It just is generally traversing the forest and finding a place to hide.
Yes, I would like to ask Jorah. I would like to ask for the company of his glowing cat so that I can lead us through the forest. Monsieur, could you... Your cat was glowing before. We're going into a very dark forest. Would your cat be able to lead the group with me? I know how to get through forested areas.
Well, I'm going to try to have Cola glow a little bit more. I understand there is diminishing returns.
Desmond, are you trying to, like, lead the group through the forest? That's kind of the sense I'm getting. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, I'm trying to be, like, trying to lead the group through the forest. Exactly.
Are you
because I'm a hiker.
Are you going more the hiker route, or are you going, like, we're just going to walk in a direction? I only ask because on multiple occasions tonight, people have just said, we're walking in a direction.
Yes, I am going the hiker route, like, bushwhacking a little bit, probably, because we're going into the forest. Yes, just hiking, bushwhacking, trying to lead the group through the forest in a way that they won't get hurt.
Make a survival check.
Yeah, perfect.
I know what I want to do.
I have a question.
In 2 seconds. What'd you get, Desmond?
Well, that's going to be a 4.
4!
4.
Uh-oh. Alright.
It'd be dark.
It's dark, and just due to how tired you are, Desmond, you've kind of been... You've been hurt throughout your day as well.
Yeah.
And you're kind of rattled and exhausted, and you're just not doing your best hiking work, especially in a forest you're not familiar with. So there's that. You do your best, though.
Yep.
It doesn't help that the Shinx that is helping you is very temperamental, to say the least. That's
Mistral is still out. Is she able to help? Not specifically what I'm doing, but is she able to do something?
If you've got something for Mistral, yeah.
She might know this forest a little better than I do, because she might have come from here. Like, other than just leading the group on and being in front to show people where to go, I don't have anything other than that.
All right, since you're already doing that and Cola's already helping out, I'm going to say Mishral's not going to be able to make a dent, as she is a tiny little flower thing.
Yeah, sounds good.
Jorah has an idea.
Jorah, what's your idea?
Could I have Cola? I understand Cola's already glowing. How many power points would it take to have a leer at the ready in case a Pokemon tries to jump out at us in order to maybe scare it back?
Oh, I'm gonna say since Cola is also preoccupied, like, glowing and helping out, like, helping Desmond plot a path through the forest, I'm gonna say, I know this is gonna sound like a lot, but all of Lear's power points.
All of them? Let's send it.
Okay, go ahead and make an intimidation check with Cola.
Intimidation... I believe that's just a +1. Yeah. 8.
Okay.
Cola is a little distracted.
A little distracted, not quite a fan of the weird Colossian dude following him. Adrian, do you have anything you want to do?
For flavor, Adrian is checking to see if the Nidoran are still with him. But for the actual check, Adrian is going to work with Gauntlet to do like a survival check to make sure that we're not in any like lethal Pokemon's territory.
Someone's already used survival. You can roll survival at disadvantage, or you can do a nature check.
I'm fine with nature.
Gauntlet.
Nature with gauntlet.
I'll do nature.
Okay.
I'll do nature with the minus two.
It's a give and take of, it's a good idea, but you know, folks are doing stuff.
It's a 10.
All right. That's the first pass is the thing.
Yeah. Kinda. But it's a pass. It's a pass.
It's a pass, but now I'm rolling 3d20 at disadvantage. You guys get to travel through the forest, leading this group, kind of stumbling and failing and making yourselves look like fools a little bit along the way. But luckily, Gauntlet is able to, despite the non-terrifying status of Cola and the lackluster guidance from Desmond trotting through these woods just because it's nighttime, Gauntlet is able to steer you away from any major dangerous Pokemon and instead leads you to a very large tree, not like super big, not like super humongous or anything, but you know, a sizably thick tree where people are able to kind of like chill out, sit down, and just kind of wait for everything to blow over. It's fairly into a random part of the forest, and we're going to jump into briefly with our final couple minutes. This was a success with the skill challenge. Is there anything you all want to do while you are waiting?
With it being a big tree, Gauntlet is looking for Mankey.
Make a perception check with Gauntlet.
That's an 8.
Yeah, this is Pancham in Mankey's tree.
Yes!
Pancham is sleeping up there, completely oblivious to the amount of explosions that have occurred today.
Or you mean Gauntlet?
Mankey is up there. Mankey is sleeping up in the tree. You don't know where Gauntlet is. Gauntlet, like, gets to this tree, scrambles up the tree, and is up in the branches for who knows how long. But you know Gauntlet's at least still close by, so, eh.
Yeah, on that, Sylvia, I am sitting down. I am breathing heavily after the exhaustion, the stress, the poison.
Yeah.
And Sylvia is comforting me.
I was going to say, Jorah is going to just... You know that scene in... You know, forget the analogy. I'm going to just put my back against the tree and pet Cola as... I've been through a lot.
I am... If there's a root sticking out of the ground, I'm sitting on it. I have taken off my hat. Zephyr's just sitting on my head. And I'm sitting there, elbows on knees, feet on ground, hands on hat. Face in hat, just burying my face. That's all.
Yeah. Eventually, after what has felt like an eternity, after maybe about, in that chaos, after about 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes actually, after about 15 minutes, security reinforcements from Goldenrod City began to approach and were visible. And so at that point, these cloaked people fled, disappeared into the northern portion of the forest. You all are in the western portion, so you didn't come across any. That happened after about 15 minutes. They finished clearing out after about 20 minutes. Security reinforcements probably arrive around 20 minutes and begin looking around the event grounds. You all get found eventually just by probably early into the morning, maybe an hour or two before dawn. Some GCPD officers are going to arrive and question you, and they're going to say, well, you have to be held overnight at the event grounds after they figure out that you're not, or suspect that you are not, members of whatever group just occurred and attacked the Pokéathon World Championship. As you are held overnight, your information, and you are held overnight at the event grounds. The place is a mess. Once the sun begins to rise, you realize just how much damage has occurred. One of the arenas has entirely basically crumbled. It's just rubble now. Multiple of the others have been severely damaged. Many of the stands and the kiosks and the other just infrastructure around the event grounds is damaged. Most of it beyond repair. And this was all in just what maybe amounted to 20 minutes of an attack. Your information as you're being held is taken by Officer Jenny and other Goldenrod City police officers. And over the course of the night, you're going to briefly find out, going into the morning, you're going to find out just from rumors crossing the mouths of everybody staying here that the rail line in Goldenrod was damaged during the attack. That many people are missing from the attack, including a couple professor assistants who were interning with the Mellon Company. Multiple top Pokeathlon athletes, at least one Mellon Company board member, and numerous event staff and just regular civilians.
So we're truly in it now.
This was a big attack, lots of damage, and multiple missing people. I'm gonna say, after being held until mid-afternoon, once mid-afternoon comes around and people like start to get hungry and are cold, and they took injured people down out to Goldenrod City to be tended to, about mid-afternoon, your group is going to actually be sent to, as you are all out-of-towners, Jorah, you are not from Goldenrod technically, and then Desmond, you are from Kalos, and Adrian, you are from Blackthorn. As out-of-towners, you are actually, mid-afternoon, you're sent out to one of Goldenrod City's four Pokemon centers. You actually end up confined to the North Quarters Pokemon Center, and as you're recuperating, you're getting checked up on by Chansey and Nurse Joy. There is a Nurse Joy here. It's not just an automaton at this one. They've brought in a number of nurses to fill in spots as this Pokemon Center has become inundated with patients. As you're waiting at the Pokemon Center, most importantly, you're going to see television are going to flash in static, and the news is going to come on, and it's blitzing to cover the attack. Interviews with victims, trying to rush down Mellon Company CEOs, CFOs, any other board members, chasing down Goldenrod City police officers. The news is blitzing to get as much information as they can about the attack all at once. Amid the flood of the news stories, however, the Johto Pokemon League is mostly silent until about middle of the evening. And on a pre-recorded message, you're going to see, in a business suit and with a high-tech visor on, Elite Four member Mellon, a blonde man, the CEO of the Mellon Company, and the Elite Four member in charge of Goldenrod City and some of the neighboring towns, is going to give an announcement on this pre-recorded message and informs the public that due to this terrorist attack, all international travel in and out of the Johto region has been halted until further notice.
We understand this is a shock to us all, but this is to ensure the safety of all who have come to our wonderful region with the intention of celebrating the unitive spirit of the Pokeathlon. To help soften the blow that this travel ban will have on visitors, the Johto Pokemon League has decided that experienced trainers tested via our gym challenge are certainly allowed to utilize their Pokemon to return to their home regions. Additionally, the Mellon Company, for our role in providing a safe and prosperous Johto region, will be providing all visitors a 90% discount at any of our facilities to stay and rest and recuperate during this time. Thank you, that is all.
And that pre-recorded message from Elite Four member Mellon is going to repeat multiple times over the evening as two of you realize you aren't going to get to go home for a while, and one of you realizes you are a long way from Blackthorn City. We will pick up at the Pokemon Center next time.
All right. Okay. Welcome to the party.
Well, welcome to the
With
party.
With our trainers safe and sound in Goldenrod's North Pokemon Center, the GPL has announced a closure to the Johto region. Now locked inside Johto as an investigation into these attacks begins, what will Adrian, Desmond, and their new acquaintance, Jorah, do?